Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business program. We do this show every Tuesday night where we talk a lot about sports. We talk a lot about things that affect sports and just talk about the business of sports. And, of course, one of the really key areas of sports business is the health of people and the health of athletes, and that's why the second Tuesday of the month we always bring on Dr. Dan Beeson, the Grand Dame of the Beeson Wellness Center in beautiful Sellwood, Oregon. It's the oldest district in Portland, but certainly Dan is not old, and neither is his wellness center. It is a terrific place. He'll be joining us in just a moment here. By the way, the reason this show is named what it is, I host the show each week. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. I don't tweet every day, but when I do tweet, I tweet quite a bit. It's a lot of fun. I think social media is a lot of fun if you use it the right way without question. As I said, coming up very shortly, we'll talk to Dr. Dan Beeson. He gives us some great information. We've been doing this show about 7 months now, and it's just a lot of fun to talk to him. Every time I have him on, I learn something different, and he can really help you. My dad always used to say, your health is your wealth. And there is no question, and Dr. Beeson can definitely help you in that regard, whether it's him making a statement on this program or you going in to see him personally. He does a great job with his wellness center there. Right as you can make the turn there for people listening in the Portland, Oregon area, as you make the turn and you can kind of look down, right down on Oaks Park. Down on Oaks Bottom, a beautiful spot, great view of the city from there. And the wellness center is located right there. And it's not only a great wellness center that he's developed there, Dr. Beeson, but at the same time, it is a great place to go into. The atmosphere, the vibe, everything is really terrific. And it's always a pleasure to talk to him. And we got a lot of interesting subjects to talk about tonight, and hopefully something hasn't come up with them. That sometimes that happens with our guests on any of the programs, that they've got to go and take care of a semi-emergency or something like that, but hopefully he'll be able to join us pretty soon. I want to remind you that we do these shows every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock Pacific time. But if you cannot listen live, you certainly can listen to the podcast. And by doing that, you just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. And then what you do is you punch in Gregory Crawford on Sports Business. And every single show that we've ever done will be right there. And, of course, the first Tuesday of the month, we talk to Justin Lunt. The second Tuesday, we always talk to Dr. Beeson. The third Tuesday, we kind of keep open. And the last Tuesday of the month, we talk to the outstanding NWAC coaches from the North, Aaron Landon, TJ Cowell, Mitch Freeman, and, of course, Kyle Gray. So that's kind of the rundown that we do here on the Sports Business Program every Tuesday night. Once again, 10 live, we go live at 10 o'clock Pacific time. But if you can't stay up, if you can't listen, if you're busy, we can definitely put you in touch with listening to a program. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and punch in the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business program. So we hope that Dr. Beeson's, we'll give it a little bit more time here. We hope that Dr. Beeson will be able to join us. Sometimes when you're a doctor, things happen, and sometimes those things are good, sometimes those things are bad, but you got to take care of business when they do happen. And Dr. Beeson has been very loyal to this program, hopefully he'll be able to join us tonight, but he isn't appearing just yet. But maybe if I wave that magic wand that I constantly keep with me, and I wave it, seven times, that's a pretty good number, seven, maybe we will get him to join us here. Once again, we talked to Dr. Beeson the second Tuesday, which this is, obviously, of each month, and he gives us great information on our wellness and everything else that goes along with taking care of your body. And, you know, you only get one body, so you really better take good care of it. It is very important. I suggest that, you know, you really watch what you eat as well. As a matter of fact, a very good website to look at, and I get nothing out of this except suggesting a great website. It's Dr. Michael Greger, and it's nutritionfacts.org. All one word, nutrition, just like it sounds, facts, all one word, .org. That is a really good website to go to if you're concerned about your diet, you want to change it, what you're doing with your eating plan, and all that good stuff that goes along with it. You know, if you have any questions right now, just dial in 929-477-1984. Any questions, 929-477-1984, and I will be glad to answer those questions on any subject that you wish. If you're listening out there, if you have a question about sports business, if you have a question about sports in general, if you have I won't give you any stock market tips, I can guarantee you that. If you have a question about the weather, I'll do that as well. So I'm not sure Dr. Beast is going to be able to join us tonight, so we'll kind of carry on here on our own. Here comes a fax question. And right now, a text question, not a fax, a text question for me. And the question comes from Ronald. And Ronald wants to know if I think that Tim Duncan is the greatest power forward of all time. I would say no. I don't think played both power forward and center, I would consider, for San Antonio. And to me, Karl Malone, just statistically and the way he played and was pretty much unstoppable at various times, I would consider him to be the best power forward of all time. Here comes another text question in. How do I think, knowing that I live in Portland, Oregon, how do I think the Portland Trailblazers are doing the 2016-17 season? And that question comes from Karen. Karen, I think they're on the bubble where they're going to make the playoffs. And the reason I say that is they may have just as good a club as last year, but the whole Western Conference improved. I mean, Dallas is going to be better. Denver's going to be better. The Lakers are going to be better. Phoenix is going to be better. Minnesota is going to be really good. So I think the Blazers are going to have a tough time, with maybe making the playoffs. Now, should they? Yeah, they should. They should follow up a great season from last year. They may even have a better record than they had last year, which would probably put them into the playoffs. But it's going to be such a tough conference. It is really almost impossible to win in that conference night in and night out. Of course, the clear-cut winner of the Western Conference has got to be the Golden State Warriors. If they do not win, then we got real problems. And I guess the big question is how many games will they really win? I think they'll win at least 75 games. I mean, there's a friend of mine that knows quite a bit about the game. He thinks they'll be 80-2. And, how unbelievable would that be? We're going to shorten the program a little bit tonight. Of course, Dr. Beeson, not able to join us tonight. And I know he feels very bad about that. But he will be back again the 2nd in the month of August. And that will be a great show per usual. We'll look forward to talking to him at that time. So good night, everyone. And as I always say on all the shows I do, don't forget to make your free throws and make all your putts. Have a great week, and we'll be back again next Tuesday at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget all the other shows we do, Blog Talk Radio, tremendous vehicle to do things. People at Blog Talk Radio are terrific, and there's so many good products on there. Just go to www.blogtalkradio, and you'll have get every single subject show you ever have wanted to listen to. Good night, everyone, and thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon. Have a great, fabulous week.